Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast, bottom of the Sabbath day. We are live at Camp 1 and got the memos on 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're live everywhere. Yahuwah be with you all. Bottom part of the Sabbath day. Enjoy your Sabbath with the voices of the true Israelite. A live broadcast has already been, it's in session. And remember one thing, if you know how to go to Pair Talk, you can catch the broadcast at 12 o'clock. We come on live at 12 o'clock. But we come on this station at 2 o'clock on Saturdays. All right, so we're live at the broadcast. Enjoy your Sabbath day with the voices of it. True Israelites, the teachers in place. They already teaching a dynamic lesson. So, Yahuwah be with you all. Take notes.
Abomination of the earth. Mother Father, verse 6. Let's read it.
And I saw the woman. With the blood of the
person that is killed.
Mm-hmm.
So when you so they was martyred for the night. They was martyred. And that's just a prophecy, remember? And 1:17-19 and 4:1, John writes a prophecy.
That's right.
So he been told about what's gonna happen and what that man gonna get you in time to come. That man Jesus is gonna get you there.
That's right. First, who would care because of their religion or belief?
That's a belief.
All right. Okay. You go to Acts 13. Go to Acts 13, verse 8 and verse 10.
So, Mother Eve, what you're doing, what the angel was showing John of a prophecy of a bubble of name gonna be in that golden cup. And that name that they can all go hook, line, and sink on is Jesus. Because Jesus in that cup, not the prophecy. And look around the world today, you see they'll pass that golden cup in the name of Jesus. Now the prophecy of it right there, and they're going to be wearing purple, and they're going to be wearing red, and they're going to pass that golden cup around in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ our Lord.
That's right.
So who fits that today? Who fits that golden cup? And it passed around Jesus Christ, our Lord. So now, what organization have a golden cup, Mother E? And in that cup, it's called abomination and filthiness, and a man going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you know got a golden cup full of abominations, and all they just pray is the name, Lord God Jesus. Our Christ. Who do that? And they got this big ministry on Sunday. Back to the young one. All right.
What do you say, Sister T?
Would that be a mocking of what they did to Yahweh's
throne
when they put him on the purple?
You just said it again.
Would that be a mocking of the scripture?
Where
they put Yahweh's son on that purple robe,
God. Would that
be a mocking of why they use purple?
Mocking?
Yeah.
Why they use purple?
Why they use purple?
No, purple if they royalty colors, because that is purple. Yeah, we come out with in that verse 4, if they will be something a cup.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
But what about that cup? Read that cup again. Now it's going to be in that cup. Look what's in that cup. Look what's in the cup. Go back to 17, verse 4 and 5. They were talking about a color of a cup.
Uh-huh.
And okay, what was all going to be in that cup. So what's going to be in that cup? They were talking about it.
Oh,
okay. Verse 4 and 5. So that's the combination.
And the woman was enraged. And gave them gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand.
Now this woman is going to have a what?
Golden cup in her hand.
Well, that is the woman going to have.
Uh-huh.
What is the cup going to be full of?
Abomination.
Okay.
Filthiness.
Yeah.
Of her fornication.
Okay.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
And upon her forehead. Was a name written.
And it's going to be a name written.
Mystery Babylon.
It's going to be a mystery Babylon.
The great.
The great what?
The great.
The great what?
The mother of the harlot.
Okay.
And abomination of the earth.
Okay. Now what we're going to do, we're going to take a look at recorded history. We're going to use the book called the Geneva Bible, 1560. And we're going to find out exactly if somebody identified that verse and put it in a Geneva Bible, 1560.
and read this here. You leave a Bible, read the footnotes of the Geneva Bible, and then find out who this poor that sits on many waters and filthiness and abomination. And in that cup, there's going to be a name called Jesus, Lord, our Lord, Jesus Christ. There's a footnote coming out of what book is this again every night?
A Geneva Bible.
What year is this?
Geneva Bible, yeah,
1560. Read the footnote about who this woman is. Go let the national audience hear who this woman is they talked about. Read that.
All right. Okay, it says, this woman is the Antiochwa.
Now what are you reading that? You're reading a footnote that's coming out of Geneva Bible of 1560. This is a footnote. So now Jay's going to break it down. So you got to remember, we deal with the national audience. We got to let them know what we're looking for. They go in the computer and pull up themselves. The footnote of what was said in Revelation 17, 1 down to verse number 9. Here go the footnote on the right here of what they say in 1560. What they say.
Okay. It says, on the footnote, it says, this one. It's the Antiochwa that is the Pope.
No, this, like you said, this woman is the anti-who?
This woman is the anti-Christ.
This woman is the anti-Christ.
Okay. That is the Pope.
That is the who?
The Pope.
Oh, so the Pope. That's the one. And see, that Geneva Bible is 1560. And the Geneva Bible is identified in the footnotes, the woman that's got all these attributes for being with the golden cup, the woman with the purple and red on, and all this going to be pointed right at, it's right there written, is who it's going to be?
The Pope.
The Pope, the one you call, and the word Pope means father. We tell you call no man father on earth, but your spiritual father. But you call your father, but spiritually, you don't do that. That is the Pope, and it's written right there in the Geneva Bible, 1560 in the footnotes. Mm-hmm. We're looking over that footnote.
Okay. With the whole body of his filthy creature.
Is that?
Yes.
So I don't care how they look on TV and in person to you, but they, according to the Geneva Bible of 1560, What did they say? What it got there written?
This woman is the Antichrist. That is the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
With the whole body of this filth.
The whole body. That means everybody tied in with it. Either the one that's called a bishop, even the one that if you tied in with it, if you in the mud with it, you might not be the leader of the mud,
right.
But if you're in the mud, you could be muddy too. So if you in the mud too, I thought you might be just a member. But you tied all into that by being in that mud right there. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah, what?
Go ahead, read some more.
All right. Creatures, as is astounding. Okay, you got here. The whole beauty only. Now, that's it.
Well, that's good enough. We'll take that a little bit later. But turn back to the first page to see. Who made the Geneva Bible, 1560? Who made it? Because I know they would be all China. Who authorized that book of the Geneva Bible, 1560? But you know, to hear about, we know who was given license to print that book. Is it? Who is it? Geneva Bible. See you left. That's it. See you left.
Okay. It says. Lazarus Ministry Press.
Lazarus Ministry Press. What does it say?
The Bible, Geneva Edition, first print, first edition, 1560.
Oh, okay. You see, they put themselves out there. Read what they got going on.
Copyright, 1998, by Lazarus Ministry Press.
Mm-hmm.
All rights reserved. Printed in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
or distributed in any form or by any means or stored in a database retrieval system without prior written permission of the publisher.
See, so there it is. So now that's what they got permission to put this book out. But it's a Geneva book, 1560. Mm-hmm. It's in about it. So when you read, we read that book, but although John made it plain, I mean, Spirit told John plainly in verse number 6-8, what he said, let's go back to Revelation. So now, see, but when you're a servant of the Almighty, when you're a servant of the Almighty, in the 17th chapter, verse number 6, read down. Verse number 6, read down.
All right? Revelation chapter 17, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyr Jesus.
That's right. The one that the murdered, the killers of Jesus. Go ahead. Because see, here's the point. You're gonna be killed sooner or later by carrying that name Jesus anyway. So now John is a prophecy he's writing in 1:17-19. And 4:1. So with that name, that Lord God Jesus Christ, it is a pivotal for in time to come. And John writing a prophecy on those that's going to be killed with that name, because one thing about it, now how you know you'll be killed with it? Just go to pump. Hold that point. Go in the book of Enoch, chapter 41, verse 7. Let me show you. There was already prophesied by you not having the proper name, you will be killed. So it's very important to understand that it's already been written. It's our job just to bring it out. So go to the book of Enoch, chapter, what I said again?
41.
Look at verse 6 and 7, then go on to 41, verse 1. Listen to what's written by Enoch, the seventh from heaven. 40, verse 6, 7, then go to 41, verse number 7. And to see what it says, because that's why you got to connect it all together. It's been told, but they're going to hide everything from you, but we're going to bring everything out. 1 Enoch 40, verse 6 and 7.
Okay,
1 Enoch chapter 40, verse 6 and verse 7. Let's see what has been already been spoken of. What it says?
All right. 1 Enoch chapter 40.
Uh-huh.
Verse 6 and 7.
What does it say?
Verse Enoch, chapter 40, verse 6. And the third voice I heard pray, and it's the seed of those who live on the earth, and pray earnestly in the name of Yahweh.
So now, the one that prays earnestly in the name of Yahweh, it will be slight on intercede for you, the one that prays earnestly in his name. Not only earnestly, in 2nd Ezra chapter 2nd Ezra chapter 2 verse 47 and 48, can you make it plain? And remember, see, when we come on the airways, it is not to please our flesh, it's to wake up the masses of the children of Israel to take another look at what you have learned and see can it hold up when you put scriptures to it. So in 2nd Ezra chapter 2, look at verse 47 and 48. What's that? Hey, Bill?
Second Ezra.
Raise your voice up. We live everywhere.
Well, Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 47 and 48. Verse 47. So he answered and said unto me, it is the Son of Yahweh, the Father, whom they have confessed in the world. Then began I greatly to commend.
Command them.
Command them,
that they stood so swiftly
for the name of Yahweh.
So he's commending them. The one, see, he's going to commend you, but when it comes down to his name, you got to stand right out where they live.
Swiftly.
That means you got to put duct tape on your knees. What does that do? You can't buckle in your knees.
Right.
When it comes down to that name, you got to lock your knees back and you got to put some duct tape on it.
Yeah.
Hold your knees together and stand simply in the name of the four letters, Y-H-W.
and unto me.
What?
Go your way.
This is not even the angel said, the Holy Ghost said to Ezra, go your way, Ezra.
And tell my people.
And go tell my people.
What manner of things and how great wonders of Yahweh, your Yahweh, you have seen.
He said, go tell my people now. Go tell them. Listen, if you stand simply in the name, you got some coming.
Yes.
But if you waver from the name with hard headed, you ain't got nothing coming. Every
yes.
time I tell you, you tie it all in together. So we read the first Enoch chapter 40, verse 6 and 7. Now come back to that again.
All right, I'm at first Enoch chapter 40. I'm at verse 7. And I heard the fourth voice speaking off the state, adversary or chooser.
Now the fourth voice, the fourth angel, he was holding off the saints. All the ones that refused to get with the program when you had liberty and freedom now to get with it. So now the action has changed and Enoch will be in the day. But we're not reading in the first chapter to bear witness to this right here.
Mm-hmm.
So now, but Satan, but the angels hold up all the ones that refuse to call on his proper name.
Mm-hmm.
They still will use the other name. So now, you trying to get to the Almighty. I know your name. It's too late now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're holding you back. And if you don't have his name, right, you call what word? What that word you call? That's what you call. If you ain't got the name right, that's what you call.
Mm-hmm.
So now, the big angel is holding you back.
Yeah.
You try to get to, I know who you is.
Uh-huh.
No, you had time to do right, but you didn't do right.
Well,
go ahead.
All right. Adversaries or accuser, and forbidding them to come before Yahweh from spirit.
You hear that? They were forbidding them to come before Yahweh and put on their case. You put on your case now. So now you want to get to him and tell him, I know your name is the total letter. YHWH is on.
Right.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
Your time will ran out. Watch this. Go ahead and read.
Okay. It says, to accuse them who dwell on the earth. Verse 8.
No, not verse 2. 41 verse 7. Now watch 41 verse 7 say.
All right, we're going to 1 Enoch chapter 41, verse 6.
What did that say? You know what I said? Let's go see what 41, 7 say. What did it say?
1 Enoch chapter 41, verse 6.
What?
And first the sun goes out and traverses its path.
If you read 41, 7?
Yeah, that's
Enoch
41, 7.
That's what you're in. Well, I'm missing something. What I'm missing? If it's 41 verse 7, I'm missing something.
Verse 2.
What?
Verse 2, 41, 2.
Keep talking right now. I'm looking for my book. I'm missing something.
Verse 1 and 2.
What I'm missing?
1
a.m. What I'm missing? I'm missing by them being something happened that we can read. We got to read it first. I can't find my book to peep in. So what verse we need to read?
Verse 1 and 2. I can see.
We got what?
Yeah, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
41 and 2.
41, 1.
Okay, I got my book. Now we're looking at the book to see what we got to read. No.
He
said, we got to always read something. We can't, everything we got to do, we got to play behind them.
Really. We got
to work. Now I say it. Now I'm going to look and see what verse we want. And it's 41, verse 2. Yeah, 41, verse 2. All right, let's look at 41, verse 2.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to first Enoch chapter 41, verse 2. First Enoch chapter 41, verse 2.
Listen to that.
And there I saw the masses of the elect.
Now he saw the masses of the elect.
And the masses of the righteous.
And the masses of the righteous.
And my eyes saw all the sinners.
And he saw all the sinners.
Being driven from there.
And being driven from there.
Was denied the name of Yahweh Spirit.
Now they were driven away because what reason?
Enemies.
You become an enemy.
That's right.
Is that what we read?
That's right.
Those my enemies.
Elijah Muhammad said, quote, the living man.
Holy Ghost is doing right now? What is the Holy Ghost doing right now? 20 verse 1.
First Enoch chapter 20, verse 1 read.
What?
These are the names of the righteous ministering spirits who watch.
And the angels is just watching you. They're taking notes on you. He's telling you his name right, his program right. Stop being contrary to his Bible. Now come back to Revelation, end time prophecy. So we know that the prophecy of the Pope and all his bishops and all the members that he's tied in with him have to heard the truth, but you saying, when I've been with this Pope so long, I'm born with it, I'm going to die with it. So you going to die with it then.
Yeah.
And then you're going to help. Now, we read verse 7. We're in Revelation 17, verse 7. Put it there, young lion, 17, 7.
All right, back to the book of Revelation, end time prophecy. Revelation chapter 17, verse 7.
Okay.
And the minister of spirit said unto me,
what?
Wherefore didst you mourn?
He said, you a servant of the Almighty. Why are you mourning? Why are you mourning at this? You know, he watching. He's saying way past us right now.
Yeah.
He's saying when this name came in place of YHWH. He's saying, people, why are you mourning at this? See, a servant of Almighty, why don't you tell them what to say?
I will tell you the mystery of the woman.
I'm going to tell you the mystery of the woman. I'm not going to leave no servant of the Almighty, but you got to understand the mystery of this woman. The woman you talked about, we just read in the footnote, it is the Pope of Rome. And his bishops and everything tied to his hip. So that's the mystery. They ain't going to tell you some more about it. Go ahead.
All right. And of the beast.
And I'm going to tell you, the beast is called all the nations that support the Pope.
Go ahead. Yes. They carry her.
All the nations carry her. All the nations come and bow their knees, and he put his own ring out and turn his head to the side and take you on that ring.
That's right.
Now talk to me after you're on this ring.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Which has the seven heads
and 10 horns.
And the seven heads and 10 horns, we might take care of. And today, I'm going to take care of, next, we'll name you the seven heads and the 10 horns. We'll give you blow by blow, but maybe just not to say. We might give it to you. I don't know. Keep reading them up.
Verse 8.
What?
And the beast that you saw it.
And the beast that you saw
was and is not.
And the beast you saw, it was
and is not.
It wasn't anybody's word. It was in power, then it was not in power, back in power. See, all that,
that's right.
Forces of the Jewish life know all that was, they went out of power in 193 by September severity. That organization crashed in 470. They were out. They returned in 1492-93. By Isabella and Ferrano. They returned. Now they're back in power. From 1493 to today, they're back in power. And we'll read about the seven horns and all that stuff a little bit later. Read another verse.
Okay. And shall descend out of the bottomless pit.
And they're going to come out of the bottomless pit. They're going to come out of the... Now there's people going to come out of the bottomless pit. They're going to be cage jumpers. They're going to come out of Mount Seir. They're going to end up in the Caucasus Mountain of Georgia, Russia.
Yeah.
And they're going to migrate from there. They're going to start taking over and taking over and take over everything. Now, whoever that said, you know it today.
Yeah.
Who do you pray your bone bill to? That's what it is. Go ahead and read.
Yeah. And going to prediction.
That means they're going to go into the destruction.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And they that dwell on the earth.
And as long as dwell on the earth,
shall wander.
And you always going to be wandering until the mouth of Yahweh explaining to you exactly what's going on. You wandering up. I can't believe that. Me, I don't pay my tithe. I don't pay my free will offerings. I'm donating my time to somebody. I'm going to get kicked in the ring. I'm going to get kicked in the ring with them. Yes. Go ahead.
verse 9.
Now, this is us.
And here's the mind which has wisdom.
Now, here's all the mind that got wisdom.
The seven heads.
The seven heads.
Or the seven mouths.
Mouths means government. That means
what?
President, ruler. The seven heads is president, ruler. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Of which the woman sits.
And he said over all them, kingship. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Verse 10.
That's good. Now, you can look on your telephone and tell me what country is built upon seven heads, seven mountains. What can we pull up that we all can hear together on verse 9? Look at, pull out that one I say and go and ask one I say, who is built upon one, on what again, what the geographic location is? Seven heads, seven mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Put in seven heads, seven mountains on that one I say. Say that telephone you got. Put that track in. Let's see what they say. Now, the reason why we say that is because in the book of the Rock, the book of Sister Judith, in the book of Psalms, chapter 964, verse number 8 says what? What do 4 and 8 say? Psalms 64, verse 4. And verse 8.
Psalm 64, verses 4 and 8. Verse 4 reads, that they may shoot in secret.
Mm-hmm.
At the perfect.
Now, and what they do, they shoot at the perfect.
Yes.
That's what they do. So the perfect, they shoot at the perfect. Go ahead.
Suddenly, do they shoot at him.
And they shoot at him. Go ahead.
And fear not.
And they don't, and you don't fear not, nothing you're doing. You don't fear nothing you're doing. You shoot at the perfect. And the perfect is in Psalms chapter 19, 7, 8, when I read, the one that keeps the law of Yahweh. That's the one they're going to shoot at. They're going to ridicule you. Tell you what? You've been a captain all your life. What do you mean by you want to keep the Sabbath day? You know we've been eating hog and praying to Pope for the last 40 years. Pray.
Verse
8.
So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves.
And they're going to make their own tongue fall on themselves. Because they're gonna lead you away to escape now by, they got that what I'm saying called a telephone now, where you can Google and now you can ask them, what is this talking about? It wasn't for you, but now they have made it for you. They just got to do what they say. Now they ain't got to read now. They got to ask how what I'm saying. About what it, who is that on 7 years and seven mountains? So who that on 7 years and one mountain? Of course, that's the telephone.
Okay, I got the book of Revelation. The Lord Babylon sits on seven mountains, typically understood by the Protestants as the seven hills of Rome.
The 7 years of who?
Of Rome.
Rome. And the Protestants only mean they protested against Martin Luther, protested against them, protested against them, because he said you got too much power. You need some of this power. That's all he did. They didn't change the teaching. Or they stand around a little bit to their advantage. But look at Martin Luther wants some of that power too.
Yeah.
Now he wants some of that power too. Now what we read? What were we left off of? Now I'm going to do the book. I said, I have some of that power. I'll look at that. Oh, you finished that? Okay, you finished that. So we clear that this is talking about wrong. Matter of fact, now go to Revelation chapter 13, 1, 2, 3, and 6. Now this is what he says in 1, 2, and 3, and 6. Revelation 13, 1, 2, 3, and 6. This is end time prophecy. Revelation 13, 1, 2, 3, and 6. Remember what I said. Let's go see what it says.
All right, we're going to the end time prophecy. Book of Revelation chapter 13. Verse 1 and 3 and verse 6.
Listen to this.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 1.
What?
And I saw the Father stand in the sea.
He said, I stood on the sand of the sea.
And saw a beast.
I've seen a beast
rising up out of the sea.
And a beast rise up out of the sea.
Yes. Having seven heads.
And what do you have? Was seven heads.
And 10 horns.
And 10 horns.
And upon his horns, 10 crowns.
and he had 10 crowns, but he was ruler, leadership. Go ahead.
And upon his head, the name of blasphemy.
Oh, he had on his head the name of what?
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy. So he had something that he was working with, but it was number blasphemy. Go ahead and read.
Verse 2.
What?
And the beast which I saw.
And the beast which I saw.
Like unto a leopard.
It was like a leopard.
And its feet were as the feet of a bear.
The feet of a bear.
And its mouth as the mouth of a lion.
And he had the mouth of a lion.
And the dragon.
And the dragon.
Gave him his power.
And how they got their power is through the dragon. Mm. All these organizations, big rulership, they got their power through who?
Okay.
All right. The dragon gave them all great power. The dragon did that. Go ahead.
That's right. His power and his feet.
And go ahead.
And great authority.
Now, who do you know got great authority that you, out of your eyes today? They got power and they got great authority. That's what he's talking about. This is the prophecy he's saying. They got power and they got great authority. Matter of fact, they got to install that to turn your water off, see if you feel, and see your nose feel.
Yeah.
Water. Greg.
Yes. Verse 3.
What?
Verse 3. And I saw one of his head as he was wounded to death.
Oh, I saw one of his head was wounded to death. He got wounded in 193 B.C. by September the Bear. 193 A.D. He got wounded by Stephen the Bear.
Yeah.
A member of an Israelite group, Ricky, that got him out. Go ahead.
That's right. Yeah. All right. And his deadly wound was healed.
But now his deadly wound has been healed. It got healed in 1493. When Pharaoh knows and Isabel had jumped the children of Judah and the Moors, all tied in together, when they defeated them, that's when they came back in power in 1493. And Severe, they took over Severe. They no longer in power. Go ahead and read.
My God.
Verse 6.
Let me finish verse 3 up. Okay. And all the world wondered.
If anybody wondered, and they wondered today. All they see is golden cup, the great big builders, they see all this. You see what? I just can't believe this. No, you can't believe it because you won't read no Bible. They tell you all ages about. We got a Bible for you. We got the Mormon book for you. We got a Catholic edition book for you. We got every book for you but the King James Bible for you. That's the last thing you read. So you be reading everything that they don't say, a man don't say. And that's why you've been hook, line, and sinker gonna be dropped off unless you repent and come up out of that. Come out of her, it says in 18 verse 4 of Revelation, we're not going to read. Come out of her. It says in end time prophecy in 18 verse 4. And 10 and 11, I'm going to tell you that in 1 hour, I'm going to take them down. I need 1 hour to live them up.
Yeah.
And he says, pray that you will enter right now in 21. It's going to go out in thousands. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kick the tarnished place.
Yeah.
It's written in 1821. Keep that in your mind. Go ahead.
I am at verse 6, Revelation chapter 13, verse 6.
Listen to that.
And he opened his mouth and blasphemy against Yahweh.
And he opened his mouth and he blasphemed between Yahweh. Everything Yahweh got written in his Bible, he'll change. He don't change to a, now you can eat a hole. Yahweh said, don't eat a hole. Yahweh can't keep a bit of a 23. He said, no, we'll keep Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving,
yeah,
and New Year. Huh? He said, I got one name, the four letters, YHW. No, you got a name called Jesus.
That's right.
Lord God, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
All right.
You see? Everything that's written, he blasphemed again. Go ahead and finish that verse up.
Okay. And then tabernacle temple.
Yeah.
And them that dwell in heaven.
Great. Read that verse again.
All right, Revelation chapter 13, verse 6.
Listen to that.
And he opened his mouth.
And he
to blaspheme his name.
You blaspheme the name when you do a call his name. And that's not go back to 4, 9, and 17 chapter. Now go back to 17 chapter 4, now you blaspheme the name. What name is you pushing on the world? Go back to 4, 9, and 17 chapter. What is his name?
Revelation chapter 13.
Blaspheming everybody with what name is this?
Revelation chapter 17, verse 4 and verse 5.
What?
And the woman was arrayed in purple, in scarlet color.
Purple, scarlet color.
There you go.
Go ahead.
And that was gold.
And it had gold everywhere. Everywhere you see gold everywhere. Yeah. Now that they sent a gold chair.
That's right.
They sent it a gold chair. The Papa Pope, the Father, he sits up high in a golden chair. They got a golden chair. And a golden chair.
Precious stones and pearls.
Precious stones and pearls.
Yeah. Having a golden cup in her hand.
Yeah, you got a golden cup in it. All you got to do is look at any Catholic broadcast.
Yeah.
What you going to see all day long is a golden cup. Some of that cup might move on and on. A golden cup. Go ahead.
Right. Full of abomination.
And that cup is full of what?
Abomination.
In that cup is filled to the rim with abomination. Go ahead.
Yes. And filthiness of her fornication.
And filthiness of her way of teaching you. Go ahead.
Verse 5. And upon her forehead.
And her forehead, that means in the brain,
was a name written.
It was a name written.
Yeah. Mystery Babylon the Great.
Mystery Babylon. So this Babylon was the mystery. John knew about the one back in his day.
Yeah.
He knew about the Babylonian Empire. He knew about the Medo-Persian Empire. He knew all about the Syrian Empire. He knew all about that Babylon. Mm-hmm. He knew all about that Babylon.
Yeah.
But the one he's looking at, he was marveling at this the one to come. This is the new Babylon, the one you're in right now.
Yes, that's right.
Go ahead.
That's right.
The mother of harlots. But this Babylon you in is the mother of mine.
Yeah.
So if you're a mother, that means you got automatic what? Got sons and daughters. And that's what we call the bishop and the mom. That's sons and daughters. The bishop and the mom. So the mom, that's key you quit you. That's him you love you. You get this religious third all of the mom. Just take it and put
form
in your neck too. Go ahead, read.
And abominations of the earth.
And they are the what?
Abominations.
They are the abominations of the earth. Go ahead, read.
Verse 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints.
And the woman is the children of Israel, family. We are drunk by this understanding. We are Catholics. We are Baptists. We are We are everything but what Yahuwah gave you to be, according to the book.
Right.
We got it all down pat, but we captives. We are, give us about what I swear we are. Latter-day Saints, Lutherans, Protestants, we all over the place.
Yeah.
We, children of Israel is up in everybody's comfortable seat. Go ahead.
Right. It says, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus.
And you and the martyrs mean you're going to be killed by carrying that name Jesus. That name is death to you.
Yeah.
That name going to get you thrown in the bottom of a lake of fire. The little spirit going to kick you in the ring. And the name that gives you life. So I'm going to give you one more thing. I'm going to sit back and be quiet for a while with the hell. 231 St. John. Now, we know Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, gonna get you there. So what's gonna get you life that we can read? We go on to the 20th chapter, verse 31 of St. John. Let's see what can get you life that we can read.
I'm going to book of John, chapter 20, verse 31.
Right.
John chapter 20, verse 31.
Right.
But these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believing you might have eternal life.
Oh, if you believe, you believe, you have what?
Eternal life. Go ahead. You might have life through his name.
You got life. So his name bring you what?
Life.
Life. His name bring you life. What do Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ bring you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to the young life.
Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Second Thessalonians, Second Thessalonians chapter 2. All right. I pick it up at verse 3. Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3. Let no man you by any
means. Let no man deceive the guys. Go ahead.
For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed.
Yeah. That man of sin be revealed. Now we was reading it in our prophecy. Go ahead.
The son of
prediction. That means destruction.
Yeah.
Destruction. That's what that means. Okay. Alright, verse 4.
Verse 4 means
who opposed it?
Who opposed it and exalted himself above all that is called Yahweh, or that is worship, so that he as Yahweh sitteth in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is Yahweh.
Showing himself that he is Yahweh. So, now we was reading this time prophecy. Well, who they said Babylon, that Rome. Go ahead, verse 5.
Verse 5, remember, ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things.
I told you these things. I was with you. Go ahead. Verse 6.
And now ye know what we told it, that he might be revealed in his time.
They might be revealed in this time. In this time. Go ahead.
Verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity.
It means sin. Sin.
Do it already.
The mystery of sin do already work. Go ahead.
Only he who now let him let it. Until he be taken out of the way.
Until he be taken out of the way. Okay, verse
8. And
then
shall that wicked be revealed.
It says then shall that what?
The wicked be revealed.
Then shall that wicked be revealed.
Whom the Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth.
Stop it there. Stop it there. I need that name to hear over you. You earn your way with your understanding.
That's right.
You only be revealed by the spirit of what?
Zechariah chapter 7, verse 12. Remember that. to the Zechariah chapter 7, verse 12. Listen. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 12.
Right.
Yea, they have made their minds as an adamant stone, that they should hear the law and the words which Yahweh of hosts has sent in his spirit. Therefore came a great wrath from Yahweh of hosts.
Now, you hear any sense to it? Read that again. Now, what did he do? Because if we hear our name, that the Almighty has jumped out of his throne, next time he comes, it's a fuck head and say name.
That's it.
He let you know how this thing is going to happen. Remember, he will reveal by the spirit of his mouth. We got to find out what he's talking about. What mouth is going to reveal him before he destroys? What mouth? Read again, 7 verse 12.
Zechariah 6, chapter 7, verse 12.
Right.
Yea, they that made their minds as an adamant stone.
I mean, I don't want to hear nothing. I'm born a Christian. I'm going to die a Christian.
That's right. Right. Lest they should hear the law.
See, they don't want to hear the law. They say the law, a Christian keeps the law done away with. They don't tell you if the animal sacrificial law done away with. They don't tell you what law. They say, so otherwise, God, you're not. That's the law, but that's the other law. But the law of killing animals, that's the one have been removed in this day and right here. Right here.
And the words with Yahweh of hosts.
The words that Yahweh of hosts
has sent in his spirit.
He sent in his spirit
by the former seers.
By the former seers. Mm-hmm. So he'll be revealed by what the seer has got written in his book.
Hallelujah.
That is the mouth that have to reveal this man first.
That's right.
Now, those that do not take hold to the mouth that you're in now, and you continue doing what you're doing, you're going to be on the other side where the man is going to come and deliver you up. Look at the moment. Go to Hosea 10, 12, or 10. Go on, y'all. Yeah,
boy. It's
working a little bit. Look at it down that.
Yeah, boy.
Hosea 12, or 10. Take note. Those on the international side can take note.
Right.
Don't try to keep up the Bible because you ain't heard these many verses at one time. Just write it down and come back at your convenience. Then as time go on, you will turn pages and write at the same time. That's when you know you're moving on up now.
Like I'm
like just then you have some judgment in your head. You'll be moving on up. So right now, just write down the verses.
That's right.
Hosea 12, 10.
Who goes there to this chapter 12?
That's
it. I've also spoken.
I also spoken.
By the seer.
By the seer.
And multiplied vision. And use similitude.
And I use similitude is compare what happened in old to what's happening now. That was similitude.
By the ministry of the seer.
And all one got a ministry according to Yahweh who?
B-O-T-T-Y.
What does the Bible say?
Ministry of the seed.
That was not the ministry.
Yes.
Because remember you read earlier the responsibility of the seer. Now read again what the responsibility back to Exodus 3:15. Now go back and read again the responsibility of a seer. Now go back and read again for the national audience to understand something. Is the protocol he set up and you will go by it or you're just going to die by it. 3:15-16. Come on, young man.
Going to the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 15-16.
Listen to this.
Like the book of the Torah instruction. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15-16.
What does it say?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. And Yahweh said, moreover to Moses.
What?
Thus you say it to the children of Israel.
Hey, Moses, this is what you're going to tell the children of Israel.
Yes.
Right.
Of your father.
Yahweh, your father.
Yahweh Abraham.
Yahweh Abraham.
Yahweh Isaac.
Yahweh Isaac.
Yahweh Israel.
Yahweh of Israel.
Has sent me unto you.
So remember, so you see who the Yahweh of? He meant nothing about Esau. Jacob, man, the El, man, he's not your Yahweh. And Esau, which called Travis J as the white man and the white woman, he's not your Yahweh. Mm-hmm. He's Yahweh of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And that's what we're reading.
I'm Yahweh.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
This is my name forever.
And this is my name forever?
Yes.
What?
And this is my memorial to all generations.
Let them know my name will be the same way. I don't care what generation you in. My name is the four letters, YHWH, in all generations. Right.
Verse 16.
Right.
Go and gather the elders of Israel.
And now go gather the elders of Israel. So once the seals have the message from Yahweh, your first job is to do what?
Go gather the elders of Israel.
Go gather the elders, not of rainbow, but the elders of Israel. This ain't about no rainbow, no rainbow. It's about what the Bible says. Gather together the elders of Israel. Precept that to the 11th chapter 16 and 17 and on. Get a precept on that.
That's right.
To make sure, remember when you precept your Bible, that's the game changer.
That's it.
You're going to Numbers chapter 11. 16 and 17, what
does it say? Book of Numbers in every Sabbath, chapter 11, verse 16 and 17.
Right.
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel.
Gather together 70 men of the elders of Israel.
Yes.
Right. Whom you know it. And you got to know Moses.
To be the elders of the people.
You got to know their credibility. You have to see them in action. You see them in action? If they're ready, can they stand tall? Cast the wall and you do what? Come on.
And officers over them.
Yes.
And bring them unto the tabernacle.
And bring them to the temple of the tabernacle. Go ahead.
Yes. Of the congregation.
Yes.
Of Israel.
Go ahead.
That they may stand there with you.
And they supposed to be with you most. They don't supposed to be backbiting, tail-bearing. They supposed to be what kind of way?
With you. With you.
Glory.
Verse 17.
What?
And I will come down.
And once you got that in order, Moses, then he going to do what?
Then I will come down.
And I'm telling you right now, once we in order, then Yahweh will show up to make moves.
Yeah,
you got to first get in order.
And
then he going to make a move region.
And I will take the spirit which is upon you.
Is it the way you get at that word? They going to get at that word. So I don't care what camp you in, you will hear the spirit of the same way in every camp. Everybody. This is about the word of Yahweh. That's the spirit he's talking about. Go ahead.
And we'll put it upon them.
And we'll put that spirit on them.
And they should bear the burden of the people with you.
And they be the bearer of the burden of the people with you.
Yes.
Is that what we're reading?
Yes. Yahweh.
Good. Let's go to Jeremiah 27. Now let's go to Jeremiah chapter 7. I'm going to Jeremiah chapter 7. Now he was raised from the womb without reading. And one, four down to verse 9, he was raised from the womb. Just a little bit kind of knockout, don't talk. He was raised from the womb. He tried to run from it. He said, no, you can't run from this. You got a call on you, Jeremiah, is here. Deliver what I tell you to do, for I throw a zero in on you. Jeremiah 7, 13 and 15. Young lion, bring it.
Book of Jeremiah, see it, chapter 7.
Listen to this.
Verse 13 and 15.
What does it say?
Jeremiah. Chapter 7, verse 13.
Right.
And now, because you have done all these works, said Yahweh, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you have heard not, and I called you, but you answered not.
Alright, so 13 and 25. You see you read that verse right?
Jeremiah chapter 7, read it again. Verse 13 and 25. And now, because you have done all this, said Yahweh, and I spake unto you, rising up early and you heard not. And I called you, but you answered not.
25.
Verse 25. Since the day that your father came forth out of the land of Egypt, we were from Midrain bondage. Unto this day, I have even sent you unto you, all my servants, to see it daily, rising up early and sending them.
So he didn't rise up early. Not what he is. So when he said he rose up early in the 13th verse, he didn't rise up early. Who he told get out that bed and take care of some business? Call verse 25.
My servants to see it.
That's how he operates. That's how he operates. He ain't rose up early, but he don't sleep.
Right.
You sleep. He got you up early to go and kick it. Is that what we read in verse 25?
Yeah.
We'll get a preach up on that. Let's go to Jeremiah 25, you know, verse 4 and 5. So we got to know how he operates. So if we know how he operates, we're going to keep on making these little wicked moves we make. Jeremiah 25, 4 and verse 5.
Jeremiah 25. Verse 4 and verse 5.
Right.
Jeremiah 6, chapter 25, verse 4, read.
Right.
And Yahweh has sent unto you all his servants to see it.
Uh-huh.
Rising early and sending him, which you have not listened, nor inclined your ear to hear.
You don't pay to see him on metal mind. That's what you do. You hear him, but you never pay him on metal mind. Verse 5.
Verse 5. They said, turn ye again now, and walk from this evil way.
And the sin of that, turn from your wicked way. Stop all that Lord God and Jesus and that Son that keeps it in all he. Stop it. Just pay it on that one, my friend.
And from the evil of your doing.
So that's the evil way you do it.
And dwell in the land that Yahweh has given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever.
Jeremiah 44, verse 4.
Jeremiah 6, chapter 44, chapter verse 4. Jeremiah 44, verse 4. Howbeit, I send unto you all my servants to see it, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate.
He always sent a seer to you, tell you something, he got to hell to tell you, stop your bum. I hate what you're doing. I hate when I hear about a great big opposition guy, Israelite in it. And the woman, 8 chapters, 12 chapters, St. John, you say, if I can look down and see his friends and such, then I will be made whole, right?
Right.
St. John, right? But now you got a validate saint saying the fringes and all the covering is under their clothes. They are miracles underwear and all that kind of stuff. What it got, the miracle of something, is under their clothes. So how are you going to know who you are if you're wearing yourself under? You tell you plainly, mother, he make it plain what he wants you to do. And Matthew 5, verse number 15 and 16, can you help me out? Hey, Marie, can you help those see out? What did he tell us plainly in Matthew chapter 5, verse 15 and 16?
Yeah, well,
they wear undergarments, and he said, and they tell them, and never take your undergarments off. You know what he said? In the latter day saints. You go in your computer and you pull up the undergarments of the latter day saints. That's a miracle clothes. That and the leadership tell them, purchase this blessed undergarment clothes, wear it under your clothes. But what do y'all want to say? In Ephesians, he said that, and St. John 5, 15 and 16. What is that, Marie?
St. John of Matthew.
Matthew.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 15 and verse 16.
Yeah.
Neither do man light a candle and put it under a bush.
It's just man don't light a candle and put it up under his head, do up on a bush, do it, go ahead.
But on a candlestick.
But you put it on a candlestick.
And it gives light.
And it gives light.
Unto all that are in the house.
If you wasn't with something latter day say, why you gotta wear all of the blessings you said they have by wearing undergarments? Which might put in the computer in a
And
the borders of their garments,
okay,
throughout their generation,
okay,
that they put upon the fringe of the border a red band of blue.
Okay.
Verse 39. And it should be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them. That, and that keep not after your own mind.
Uh-huh.
And your own eyes after which you used to go a whore.
Uh-huh.
Verse 40. That you may remember
uh-huh.
to do all my commandments, Torah mm-hmm. instruction, and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
Now, what do the Latter-day Saints wear on the garment for what reason again? To do what?
To remind them of God.
To remind them of God. They wear honor their clothes. Now, you see how they'll plagiarize your scripture and turn it upside down. They got magic underwear that they wear under their clothes, and the reason you wear it every day is to remind you of God. They like people that have bridges every day to remind them of Yahweh's coming. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So they were your plagiarizing of scripture. Rest day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they wear it under their clothes, but mother, what did the Bible say in 5:17 of Matthew? What did the Bible say, mother? The Bible say. So what they do, they'll read your book, and then they put their things on your book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your name, Mother?
The book of Matthew, chapter 5:17.
What is that, 5:17?
Matthew, chapter 5:17, read. Think not that I am come.
No. Wait a minute. I'm looking for, come back to, 15 and 16 again.
Yes, sir.
Come back to 15 and 16. Numbers
or Matthew?
Yeah, Matthew, chapter 5.
Okay, 15 and 16.
15 and 16.
Matthew, chapter 5, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15 reads. Neither, verse 15. Neither do man light a candle and put it under a bush, but on a candlestick, and it give light unto all that are in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Now we focus to let our friends show. Right? But the Latter-day Saints is to put their under their clothes.
Right.
So how can we see, how we know who you are? How, we're not going to be able to look under your clothes. But your light is under your clothes. Your magic is under your clothes. Yeah, well, I say let the fringes be shown where they can see your good works, right? Let your light shine. So how your light shines? By God is under, miracle undergarments on. How we know? Can't be under your clothes. That's contrary to, remember, both the woman that was, where that 12 verse 8, St. John, help me out, it's 8 verse 12, where the woman said, but go to Matthew. What is that? What I mean? What I mean, Hill?
Mm-hmm.
I need something in Matthew where the woman said, if I just get off. She was
teaching.
She was teaching in the 9th chapter, right?
Yeah.
What was the woman doing in the 9th chapter, Matthew? She was peeping, right? What verse said she was peeping at? She was watching them come past, and she said something in her mind, and now she was lying. What did she say? If she could do what? She said, if I can do what? According to Matthew's mind. I ain't got no book. What verse did he tell? There was one thing in her mind. What?
Verse 21.
What did he say? Read it. Read it, Mother Eve.
The book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 21. She said within herself.
She said within herself.
If I may but touch his garment.
If I can touch his garment.
I shall be whole.
I'll be made whole. So she has to see. She had to have the light shining, didn't she?
Right.
So, folks, she had on the miracle fringes up on his clothes. She could never got right, could she? So the morning, if it's a secret thing, that's called coach.
Yeah.
That's not letting your light shine. Is that right?
That's
not letting your light shine. Anybody looking at your clothes, see who you are, I'm people see you from the outside. Right? So a woman said, if I can just see and touch the hem of his garment, now what's the definition of hem or the garment, Elder? What do you mean, if I can touch his what? To show you he didn't have on no days to do's on. What is the definition, the Bible dictionary definition of it, if I can touch the hem of his garment? What that mean? Elder, what's that mean?
Hem of a garment. Fringes.
Fringes. Where are you reading that from?
I'm reading from the London Compact Bible Dictionary, page 224.
Page 224. The hem of his garment is fringes. The one that you call, the man you call it with the Yahweh the Son, he wore fringes. He wore fringes. So she said, if I could touch the hem of his fringes,
let me get the rest of this in.
Great.
Said the fringes on the borders of the Israelites' outer garments.
Outer garments.
Hallelujah.
Not underclothes. Now the father they thank God they miracles under their clothes.
That's right.
If you saw a father's light under their clothes, you're going to jail. You're going to jail.
That's right.
We're going to stand back off you and see your life. Fringes, when you see the fringes, it's all the beat. It's voodoo or some kind of Illinois. He's the governor of. What's the name of that? proclaimed governor. What year was this?
We go to Africa, but we want
Book of Mormon describes a sacred purpose, especially designated stones. One pastor is to Brother Jared, actually, he had the Lord to touch 16 small stones, which were white and clear even as transparent glass. Mm-hmm. After the Lord's finger touched the stones, they provided light for Jaredites as they journeyed across the ocean. Mm-hmm. Another verse speaks of sacred stones that all shall magnify to the eyes of men these things which you shall write.
Okay. Well, we just tell them what you do with it. Once you put somebody to look at their mind, you take the steel stone and put it in his hat. And he bent, he descended his chest and put the hat, and he put his face inside the hat, and he tell you what you need to know. He translates the Bible, the book, and, you know, what you need to know by putting the steel stone in a hat. And he put the hat on his face. And he's bent down in it, and then he goes, and then you got your scribe next to you, and then you write down what he said.
It sounds like magic.
Yeah, that's magic, yeah. Yeah. Now, he don't do what, Daniel 9, verse 2. Let's see what the people of the Bible do. Now, see, everything that they do, we just check you out. Let's see how did Daniel understand? Let's see, did Daniel use a steel rock? You understand what Yahweh got to deal with? 9 verse 2 says what?
Daniel chapter 9 verse 2.
Listen to this.
In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by book.
What did Daniel understand that?
By book.
By book. That's how a man of Yahweh understands, by book. We have to read books, but all he got to do is take a stone and put it in a hat and bend down. We understand by books. Now, how about Ezekiel, Abel? Go to the second chapter of Ezekiel and look at the last three verses of Ezekiel. Let's see how Ezekiel understood. Read verse 1 and then skip down to the last three verses in the second chapter of Ezekiel. Let's see about another figure. How did he understand? Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1, just get down to the last three verses. I think it's 7 to 10.
Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1. Okay. Stand upon your feet, and I shall speak unto you.
What the angel tell Ezekiel to do?
Stand upon your
feet. Stand on your feet. And you'll do what?
And I will speak unto you.
Now the angel did her speak to us. Get down to the last three verses. Looking into a hat, they is still see what's going on here? So now, that's contrary to independent saying. So those that are Mormons, and we ain't got on the Catholic Church, but as we get on that next week. But this is what we have with a hook, line, and sinker in the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. Yes? The two big rocks, 16 million, they own half of Utah, and they got all the big air paid off and everything. So they got, they make $8 billion plus per year in tithes and offerings from the 16 million members. Back to the young line.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. I have left off the precept that comes from 2 Thessalonians. All right. Yes, I was there. 2 Thessalonians. All right, he's at verse 8, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. All right, who's reading that? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8.
Is line one
Thessalonians chapter
2, 9 and 10. Down to 12.
Second.
Put them on juice. Put them on power to that reading. For the mass and audience thing.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
10 to 12. Take it out of verse 12. Fill out 12.
Okay. 9 to 12. Verse 9, even him who coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and wandering and lying wonders. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth.
He said, if you get all of these two observations you made, group, I'm going to kill you because you don't want to do what?
The truth.
You don't want the love of the truth. He said, you don't want the love of the truth. I just can't believe this. I've been a captive all my life. I can't believe this. So he said, what's going to happen to you that one that don't believe this? Verse 10. Verse 10. Verse 10.
And
oh, I can't get
that they might be saved.
That means just you might be saved. Okay? You put your salvation on the line by hanging out with the devil's kid. That's what he's saying. Verse 11.
Verse 11. And for this cause, Yahweh shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
He said, if you don't believe the Bible, and who is coming from? I'm going to send you what kind of delusions?
Strong delusions
that you're going to do what?
That they should believe a lie.
You're going to believe a lie. You're going to believe that Sunday is the right day. His name is Jesus. I can eat them all. I can wear miracle under clothes, under my clothes. You're going to believe it. He said, okay, Yahweh, I'm going to send you a strong delusion and keep you on that same path.
Yes.
Right? What did he say next?
Verse 12. That they all might be damned.
Wait a minute. What? You mean he cursed? Did he curse?
Yes.
He said all might be what?
Damned. Who believe not the truth.
Because you will be damned because you do what?
Not believe the truth.
Because you don't believe the truth. You don't believe the truth. You're going to be damned. Is that what you just got to read?
Yes.
What verse is that?
Verse 12.
Back to the young line.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But have pleasure in unrighteousness.
And you got pleasure in it. But you love to meet everybody that's in them, and you got to shake their hand and all that old good stuff. You got pleasure in it.
Yeah.
He says, you're going to be damned when it's all said and done. So remember, his mouth got to reveal this man. The mouth is revealing this man through the six of only counts of force of to his life. We're revealing you who this man is. It's up to you to break out running and remain, or you're going to go down with it. Or he's going down.
Mm-hmm.
And by that little reason, it's going down with all the top size in 25:41, young lads. Let's see what he says in Matthew 25:41. Everything we do, you can be able to do it with the right spirit. Matthew
25:41. Go to Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Look at Matthew chapter 25:41. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed.
What
do
you call
them? You cursed.
Right?
It's an everlasting fire.
You walk on the left hand, you will be called a curse, and you go on where?
Everlasting fire.
Oh,
right. Prepare for Satan.
It will prepare for Satan.
Satan the devil.
And
his wicked ministering spirit.
And his wicked angel.
Yeah. Verse 42. Why was the hunger?
Now that's good. Read again. You say you are prepped and got yourself in there. You are prepped around and got yourself struck out of a path for him. And now you going to hold on to him. He going to the fire and you going to the fire too. Read that verse again. Call it out.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand,
yes.
Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire.
Well, but that verse of him going exactly where he's supposed to go. Thank you, M.O.G. The 19th chapter of Revelation. Pick it up at verse number 20. And this is the Pope. Pope and his bishop. Verse 20. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. Listen good. Bring it out there, y'all mind.
Book of Revelation, end time prophecy, chapter 19, verse 20.
Yes.
And the beast was taken.
Good. Let's read. Let's just go on one word, one line of time. And the beast was taken.
Yes.
Yes.
And with him, the false teacher.
And the false pope.
Pope.
Bishop. Teacher. All of them taken.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That wrought miracles before him.
That done all the miracles. All these miracles you see doing right now.
Imagine.
Go ahead.
And which he deceived them that have received the mark of the beast.
Now, you got the mark of the beast. If you call them Lord God Jesus Christ, keep the son of Elohim, not man friends, you have the mark of the beast. And
them that worship his image.
And you worship his image. You wear miracle undergarments every day. Miracle undergarments you wear. And Almighty can let your light shine with the presence on. Your man can see that. You got it under your clothes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they read?
These both were cast alive.
They were cast alive.
Mm-hmm. Into the lake of fire burning with brimstone.
You see that? The Bible says it will happen to you. You're going to hell.
Lake of fire.
And what's going to be going on in there? The lake of fire that we can read. Now, we probably can read by going to Matthew 25, verse 30 and 46. What's going on in that lake of fire?
Matthew 25,
figure verse 30 and 46.
Matthew 25, verse 30 and 46.
You got to know, sir, his mouth is going to reveal what to do. It's up to you. We're going to have to know what to do according to the Bible.
That's right.
25, 30 says what?
Matthew chapter 25, verse 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant.
What do they call you?
Unprofitable servant.
Where are you going?
The out of darkness, there should be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
That means you'll be alive. You'll be weeping and gnashing teeth forever. 46.
Verse 46 reads, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment.
And you're going away into everlasting punishment.
But the righteous is to life eternal.
You're going to everlasting punishment, but you're righteous, you're going into everlasting what? If you're right.
Life eternal.
Eternal. But if you're not, now, let me show you another thing. I'll get you in that thought. Go to 22 verse 11 of Matthew. Let's get you in that thought. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, let's see the Bible saying, another thing will get you in that thought. This is what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Now, this is end time prophecy. Here comes somebody coming. Let's see what he says, 22 verse 11 and 13.
We go to the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 11 through 13. Matthew 22, verse 11. And when the king came in to see the guest.
And when the king came in, the king is the one that's coming down here. He's looking at you now. He's the one to rule over you. Now he come down there, he's peeping on you now. He came to see his guest. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And saw there a man which had not on the wedding garment.
And he saw a man did not have on a wedding garment. The man did not have his presence on.
Everybody's
tied to that man. He's looking at him. Go ahead.
For swear. And he said unto him.
And he looked at that man and said what?
Friend.
What do you call the man?
Friend.
He said friend. Go ahead.
Friend, how comest you in here not having on the wedding garment?
He said, why you ain't got the wedding garment on? Really?
And he was preaching.
He was what?
Preaching.
Go ahead.
17. Here says the king.
Here says Yahweh the Son to his servant, a big old angel.
Yes. Bind him.
Bind him up.
Hand and foot.
Hand and foot.
And take him away.
And take him away.
And cast him into our darkness. There should be weeping in Nazareth.
Take them to outer darkness. There will be what?
And there should be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
And what you will be doing is weeping, crying, and gnashing of teeth forever. That's what's going to happen to you for not wearing your fringes on. And that would end up there. Now, the prophecy of it is in Zephaniah chapter 1, 6 through 9. Burn them.
him over?
Nor his wicked ways, he shall die in his
iniquity and sin.
Amen.
But you have delivered your soul.
Hallelujah.
All right, Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 20. Again, when the righteous man doeth turn from his righteousness and commit sin, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because he have not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he have done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at your hand.
Then again, when a righteous man turned from the, turned from the first five books, or the Torah instructions, they commit sin, then lay stumbling block on them. If you have not warned him, not given him warning, when he dies, and then he said, then his righteousness, all that he has done, is not going to be brought up no more.
Right.
It's going to be forgotten. Then, but his blood going to be quiet at your end, too. So he's just as guilty.
That's why he
couldn't
do it.
That's right. Verse 21.
Verse 21. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous righteous sin not, and he doeth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, you have delivered your soul.
Mm-hmm. If you warn the righteous man,
of God. your land, take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman.
For their watchman?
Verse 3. If he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people.
If blow the trumpet and warn the people, go ahead.
Of Israel. Verse 4. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head.
Blood will be upon his own head. Whoever hear that trumpet is taking out warning, blood will be upon his own head. He's going to die. Go ahead. Verse 5.
Verse 5. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul.
He that taketh warning, they'll be still see by saying to the living soul. Go ahead.
Verse 6. But if the watchman sees the sword come and blow not the trumpet.
Now you see the sword coming if you don't say nothing. Go ahead.
And the people, Israel, be not warned if the sword come and they and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his own sin. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand.
You don't say nothing. He just killed his ears. And I think when he dies, that blood will be on your hand. He's going to destroy you, but he's going to destroy them. That's what that's saying. Go ahead.
Verse 7. So you, O son of man, I have set you a watchman unto the family of Israel.
Family, nation of Israel. Yes. Go ahead.
Therefore, you shall hear the word at my mouth. And warn them from me.
Warn them from me.
Verse 8. And when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die. If you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his sin. But his blood will I require at your hand.
You just gonna get you as much as you gonna get him. Verse 9.
Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his ways to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his sin, but you have delivered your soul.
You have delivered your soul. Mm-hmm. Turn from his way.
Therefore, O you son of man, speak unto the family, the children of Israel. Thus you speak, saying, if your transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pan away in
the way,
how should we then live?
Yeah,
I'm gonna live, but
we tied away without sin,
get caught up. Yeah, how are
we gonna live?
Verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, saith Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked.
Yahweh ain't got no pleasure in the wicked, death of the wicked.
But that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn you from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel?
Why will you die, O nation, family of Israel?
Yes.
You die.
Verse 12.
Okay, that's it right there. I just wanted to bring it out. And look what it says here in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 5. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 17. Verse 1 and verse 17.
Leviticus chapter 5. Leviticus chapter 5. Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1 and 17. Verse 1. And if a soul sin and hear the voice of swearing, and if a witness, whether he or she have seen know of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his sin.
Are you ready? Ezekiel 3, chapter 3, verse 33. What we just reading here. Okay, so if a person sins, he had a voice to swear, and is a witness, whether he has seen or known nothing, if you do not utter it, and if you don't say nothing, not warn them, speak the warning. Then he should bear his sin in this bread text. Okay, verse 17.
Verse 17. And if a soul sins, a person sins and commit any of those things which are forbidden to be done by the Torah instruction of the Yahweh, though he or she wish it not, yea, if he guilty and shall bear his sin.
Mm-hmm. First of all, these things which are forbidden was done in the first five books. The law, doing which is not, yet he is guilty to bear his sin. It's like, for example, forbidden. This one, for example, right here. Yahweh gave us, told us what they used to worship on, with his breath neck. You talking about the first day?
Yeah, what's the day? No, there's
an
outfit.
She
don't
like this.
Look, she
was. I'm going to the book of Genesis. Going to the book of Genesis. Chapter 2. Go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Money eat.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Verse 1. Thus the heaven and the earth was finished. And all the hosts of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
I've always blessed for 7 days. One day he blessed for 7 days. Well, every day was the last day. He
was blessed
every day. He blessed for 7 days. One day he's blessed. And what do we do on this blessed day? What do we do on this blessed day? Blessed for 7 days. All right, let's go to Isaiah real quick. All these six wicked days. One day. Yeah, one day. Yay, Your law is within my mind.
Separated the sons of Adam going on here. When y'all quantify the nation, they got saying here. Keep in mind. Then he separated Father Adam. But everything was set according to the bound, according to the number of the children of Israel. So we set the bound. The children of Israel set the bound. Remember, if you pick it up, the bottom part of the Sabbath, I mean the top part of the Sabbath, they go back and pull up the tape. We're talking about the strength. And number 15, verse 24 down, I mean 15 down to 16. So it's who our strength should be.
Hallelujah.
We set the bound for everything. But let's see what's going on in verse number 9. What does he have to say in verse number 9? Knowing that we set the bound. And what do you got to say in verse number 9? Sister, Susan, you're on the clock.
Verse 9 reads, for the young ones,
yes, ma'am.
The portion is his people.
So Yahweh's portion is his people. Who is his people?
Israel is a lot.
So Yahweh's portion is his people, and Israel is a lot of his inheritance. So our inheritance is Yahweh, and he let you know that his inheritance is us. So we're going to keep that in mind as we start talking about what's our inheritance. Everybody say, I want my inheritance. I want my inheritance. Okay, you want your inheritance, that means you ready to get some love going on. That's the only way you'll get your inheritance, is you know that Yahweh is your inheritance. You ain't getting nothing that's rolling unless you know Yahweh, your inheritance, and his law. So let's pick it up, Brother Titus. What do you have to say in verse 119, 111?
Psalm 119, 111.
Yes, sir.
Your testimony, covenant, have I taken as an inheritance.
So what is our inheritance? So what was that word you put up in there? That good old bad word you said. What do you say our inheritance is here that we can read, Brother Titus? Call your verse out again.
Psalm 119, 111 reads,
uh-huh.
Your testimony is covenant.
Uh-huh.
Have I taken as an inheritance.
Okay.
Well, there are the rejoicings of my mind.
So the rejoicing in your mind is going to be you under this covenant.
Mm-hmm.
That's your inheritance. Mm-hmm. Oh, children of Israel, you under a covenant. That's what you got to keep in mind, too. So anybody ever asks that, man,
chapter 34.
verse 19. Many are they afflicted of the
afflictions. Many of the afflictions.
Many are the afflictions of the righteousness, but the Yahweh delivered him out of them all. They afflicted.
So you're going to get afflicted. You're going to get something on you in your arm. Don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. You're going to get afflicted. I'm watching what you say now.
Of the righteousness.
Yeah.
But the Yahweh delivered him out of them all.
So, but Yahweh is going to deliver you. You're going to get afflicted by the enemy. They're going to do their part. But Yahweh said, if you hold on and got me right, what are you going to do?
Deliver you.
Okay, let's get a case of part of these things on that. What happened with your grandfather in the 32nd chapter, verse number 24? What happened that we can read Genesis 32-24? Let's see somebody going through what you just saying. And let's see what he said. And let's see what he said behind it. When he got afflicted. When he got his feelings hurt. Let's see what he said behind it. Did he just storm out and break out running? What did he do when he got afflicted? Turn 24, that mother thing. What did he do?
Genesis 32, verse 24.
Yes, ma'am. What did he do?
Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. Verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the break of day. Verse 25.
Yeah.
And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he searched
the
hollow of his thigh,
yeah.
And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, as he wrestled with him.
So Jacob was wrestling with him.
Verse 26. And he said, Let me go. For the day breaketh, and he said, I will not let you go except you bless me.
But I didn't get you on your time, man. I didn't warn you. Don't you want to get it around me? No. I'm all alone. That's the main thing we got to do when the fishes come on up. We got to hold on. I don't care how hot the air it gets. We got to hold on. That's the bad part of it. And he hit him and knocked him down. And he said, now you ready to rough me now. No, I ain't letting you go. I'm going to hold on until you bless me. And that's what we got to do. We got to hold on until we get our blessing.
That's your young life.
I don't know.
Let none of us go without his heart. I will
Exodus chapter 2, verse 9.
Right.
Good master, what good things shall I do
that I may have eternal life. Verse 17.
Okay. Let's be clear. Okay. Who's this Matthew to the sea going to be a prince of Israel?
Mother got one for you over here. You got time over there, Mother?
He said, who? Matthew, yeah, let me get there. Yahweh, and you say, well, for
so am I.
Fourteen.
If I then, your Yahweh and Master, have washed your feet, you also got to wash one another.
Yahweh. Yeah. All right. Back to that, Matthew 19.
Read me verse 7, chapter 4, verse 7 now. That's why the son said you got to wash each other's feet. What he's saying is this.